Oh, we didn't have money either.
All right, now if you want to carry some water from one place to another, you'll probably fill up a full.
Bucket.
Pail.
Is there any difference between the two?
Not necessarily.
No, we use both.
Yeah.
Now, would this have been true always, or would you have once made a distinction between a metal one and a wooden one, let's say?
Well,
no, I don't think so. Some people call them buckets and some people
call them pail.
Yeah.
But you would call them either one then?
Yes.
All right, and now you put your garbage in a garbage...
Garbage can.
Yeah.
Garbage can.
Not a pail.
No.
Not a garbage pail, a garbage bucket. Okay. Now you fry eggs in the morning in a...
skillet.
Any other words you might have heard or used when you were a child or anything?
What?
Any word
when
for that?
When you fry eggs, it's a frying pan, too. Yeah.
That would be the same, you'd use either one today?
Yeah.
And you never heard of a spider? Or
no,
used a spider?
I've heard of it, but we never used the word.
Your Pennsylvania friend.
Yeah.
Probably. or fry pan?
Well, we've used fry pan.
Yeah. Are they electric?
Skillet.
Well, I call my electric, I call it electric skillet.
Okay. Now they used to have we don't have these much anymore, but they used to have a heavy iron vessel with a large opening. You might, if you took it outside, you might cook soap in it, or inside you might cook something else.
Iron kettle, they used to call that.
Okay. Would that be ever called a pot?
No,
no.
Didn't we used to call them lard kettles, too?
Yes, well, we render the lard in.
Yeah,
okay. And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a...
spoon.
All right, and you cut flowers in the garden, you bring them in, you put them in a nice...
vase.
All right. After we eat a meal, you clear off the table, I guess. Is that what you'd say? Clear it off? Or
clear it off. Clear the table.
Clear the table. And then what do you do?
Wash the dishes.
And then you have to run water over them. You call that, you said she. She does what to the
dishes? I usually call it scalding the dishes.
Scalding, yes.
Then she
or rinse them.
So, you might say, she scalds the dishes, or she rinses the dishes. Or
well, both.
Okay. And what kind of piece of cloth do you use to wash the dishes? What do you call a piece of cloth?
Well,
assuming you don't use a sponge.
No.
Dishcloth.
Yeah.
And for drying, or?
Dish towel.
Would you say drying, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Or we used to say wipe the dishes, too.
Would that be older, you think?
Yeah.
We do that. Mm-hmm. Wife tells me to wipe the dishes. A lot of these things we think of as bad English, and they're merely regionalisms.
Yeah.
They're perfectly legitimate in our area. Well, then the thing that you say if you washed your face, and you would dry it with a, you dry your face with a...
towel.
Just plain towel.
Mm-hmm.